Hello, everyone, and welcome to Eagles 360 on this Wednesday. I'm Dave Spadaro, along with Joe DiCara. We welcome you back from the bye, Joe.
Well, thank you, Dave. It's good to be here. And, of course, the Eagles back from the bye. And a game coming up on Sunday. We all get ready.
Got to get focused here.
Yes.
You ready?
Yes.
All right, we got a lot to get to in today's show. We're going to talk about a throwback game, the Eagles and the Detroit Lions. One that maybe didn't look pretty on the field, but sure looked good on the scoreboard. We take our first look at the Lions, who are 1-3 and struggling. And in just a bit here, Connor Barwin joins us in studio. We're going to really dig into these Detroit Lions. I don't know what is going on with this football team. Should be much better than 1-3. On this day, though, for the Philadelphia Eagles, a lot of good things happening. Doug Peterson meeting the media and saying that everybody is healthy and on the practice field. So with that, we get you updated here. It's our Eagles 360 update with Alex Smith.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith, and this is your 360 update. The Eagles back at work here at the NovaCare Complex as they prepare for Sunday's game against the Detroit Lions. A clean bill of health for the Eagles as players like Zach Ertz, Leodis McKelvin, and Ryan Matthews, all full participants in today's practice. We also had a chance to hear from head coach Doug Peterson, who explained what his message was to this team as they come back from the bye 3-0.
Really, in my opinion, our season starts now, you know, and what we've did already is great, and we're in a good position, but we need to buckle down and prepare as if this is week one and go one game at a time.
Quarterback Carson Wentz also explained what he was able to do during the bye week, which entailed going back home to North Dakota, seeing friends and family, and attending a North Dakota State Bison game in the process.
A little bit. You know, I think everyone back home is just really excited about the success both of myself, the Eagles, the Bison. You know, everyone's just kind of fired up back there. So it was a lot of really, you know, well-received. People back there support the heck out of me and support the heck out of, like I said, here and the Bison. So, but it was all really good. And, you know, I'm very cautious about taking too much praise. You know, I realize it's only three games and we got a long way to go.
To check out the complete press conferences from Malcolm Jenkins and Carson Wentz, as well as all of our other Wednesday coverage inside the Eagles locker room, stay right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the official Eagles mobile app.
Thank you so much, Alex. I think, Joe, that the big concern for Eagles fans, perhaps, injuries aside, is the idea of a trap game.
Yeah.
Eagles 3-0, hearing the praises of the outside world for the last week. Do they dip their performance on Sunday?
Well, I hope not. It is something, Dave, I think we're all kind of cognizant of because, you know, listen, where they were before the bye was phenomenal. I mean, that Pittsburgh game the Eagles played 2 weeks ago now, a week and a half ago, if you will, was obviously one of the best games the Eagles have played in a bunch of years. So I think the bye wasn't exactly at the opportune time, but it is what it is. It's the way the schedule was dealt. And, you know, so, Dave, you know, obviously it's their responsibility to just come back in charge. But is everyone cognizant of it? I mean, I'm sure. Of course.
We'll take a look at the Eagles, obviously, and we'll take a look at the Detroit Lions, our first look there. Next up here on Eagles 360, linebacker turned defensive end Connor Barwin in to talk about a defense that is roaring through three games. What's ahead on Sunday? We'll find out from Barwin in just a moment.
I step to Philly.
I step to Philly.
The bus.
The trolley.
The train.
Jefferson Station.
Airport line.
69th Street.
Broad Street.
To the game.
Paoli.
Sharon Hill.
Chestnut Hill.
Regional Rail.
I step to Philly.
The Broad Street line on game days.
A la bodega.
To the movies.
To my parkway.
Spring Garden.
Late night.
West Philly.
South Philly.
North Philly.
Remarkable things are happening at your local Acme. We're making changes and we're getting better every day. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood, and fresher produce and hundreds of organics. To top it off, we're lowering thousands of prices throughout the store. So come on in and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Lower prices, great quality, and friendlier service. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Playing Marco Polo with Marco Polo? Surprising.
Ragazzini, io sono Marco Polo. Sì, sono qui.
What's not surprising? How much money Amanda and Keith saved by switching to Geico.
Ah, Polo.
Marco Polo.
Polo.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Polo.
Time now to talk about the Eagles' defense and many other things with defensive end Connor Barwin, back from the bye week. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great.
How are you? How was the week? You went to Cuba, right?
I went to Cuba. How was your bye week?
My bye week was fantastic. Went out to University of Colorado, saw big-time college football games.
Did you do some hiking against, or anything?
Did a hiking. St. Mary's Glacier was fantastic.
Nice.
Saw a little snow in September.
Beautiful part of the country up there.
How's Havana?
Havana was awesome. It was a good way for me to get away. I was there for about 4 days.
Why Cuba?
Well, it's pretty easy to go to now. It's pretty close, actually. It's just, obviously, Cuba's just south of Florida. And I just thought it would be an interesting place to go. I know it's going to change rapidly now that U.S. commerce is coming into the country, so I wanted to see it before all these changes take place.
And during the bye week, Connor, how important for you to just not think about football?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I try to do. You know, you have a long training camp, which is 6-7 weeks. Then we had 3 weeks where you're all in. So I try to almost check out for 3 or 4 days totally and then come back as fresh as possible. And that's what I did.
Do you work out during that time? Because it's not like you're, you know, able to just kind of eat French fries and drink beer the whole time. You got to get back and get ready for the Detroit Lions here.
Yeah. No, I mean, I worked out a little once before I went to Cuba. When I was there, I walked around a lot. You know, I might have had a couple sodas while I was there, but I still tried to go to bed at a reasonable hour every night and get good sleep and kind of continue to recover while I was off that week.
So you come back to the NovaCare Complex, Connor, and what's the vibe in the locker room? 3-0 September, a week off, everybody's talking about the Eagles. What was it like first day back?
It was good. I mean, we came back Monday, had a good practice, got a good workout in. We were off Tuesday and then came back today, and we're back on a normal game week schedule. And I think everybody is fresh, but also kind of locked back in right where we left off after we beat the Steelers.
It's a really interesting position to be in. I mean, 3-0, a lot of guys here who haven't won in the NFL. Everybody thinking this team is fantastic. How do you keep that? I mean, you know, outside the building, it's Eagles, Eagles, Eagles. It's Carson Wentz, Carson Wentz, Carson Wentz. That can get to you, no?
Well, it's funny for me. Everybody's been asking me about that during the bye week. And when you go to Cuba, nobody was talking about the Eagles or anything. So I feel like everything's really settled down. But I guess if you stayed in Philadelphia, that wasn't the case. But to handle that, I mean, we just need to focus one day at a time, look at the film, see what we're doing right, see what we're doing wrong, and try to get better every day.
Three games in, Connor, with Jim Schwartz's defense, and everybody's been so excited about Jim since he got here. What have you kind of felt about this defense through three games?
I think overall we're a really smart defense. You know what I mean? We're not making mistakes. We're not beating ourselves. We're all playing together. We're playing sound at all three levels. And I think that's why ultimately we're keeping a lot of people out of the end zone.
A lot of confidence with the group? Trust in each other?
Yeah. I mean, and it's going to continue to grow. I think we had confidence before the season started. But every week when you continue to play with each other, gain more trust, you're only getting more confidence as you go.
It's Detroit on Sunday, and we all know last Thanksgiving did not go well for the Philadelphia Eagles. Do you think at all about that game?
No, I mean, I've moved on. Obviously, that was a really disappointing game, but they're a different team. We are definitely a way different team, and we're focused on this year, what we have to do to beat them, and what we can do to be a better team.
And what are they like on offense?
Well, it starts with their quarterback, obviously. He's a great player. He can get really hot and throw, you know, 80-85% completion rate. So we need to make sure we disrupt him. And then they got a running back in Riddick that can really make you miss and get big chunk plays on you. So we'll have to keep him contained.
What is the level of Jim Schwartz and his intensity this week going back to Detroit?
He's the same as always. He hasn't made it about him, so to speak, not at all. He obviously knows their players, a lot of those players, because he was there with them. But other than that, he's been the same guy as he has been the first 3 weeks.
I am the Eagles insider, so I'm of the belief that you are a defensive captain for this game.
That is true.
See how I get that information?
I found out earlier today.
Yeah, congratulations. What's it mean? What's it mean to be a captain? Really, honestly, like, people out there have no idea what a captain does. What are the responsibilities of a captain on game day?
Well, I think here we do it where, you know, there's different captains every week. Doug picks the three guys. There's one from offense, one from defense, one from special teams. Obviously, it's an honor, but I think Doug is picking those captains by what they do consistently every single week. And then to be able to go out there and represent your team during the coin toss, that is just kind of an honor for the team to be able to do that.
And I know that you pose for a picture with the other captains on the team, and then the Eagles give you a framed photo of this.
This is correct, if you win the game.
Oh, is that right? If you lose a game, you're
super. Yeah, yeah. Nobody wants a picture of themselves, captain, and then, like, the score.
45-13.
Yeah.
You don't want that. Have you had a framed photo of yourself as a captain?
I got many of them.
And what does Hunter Barwin do with all these photos?
I think I have one at my house.
As you walk in, there's a big picture.
No, like down in the gym, I have one. But then the other ones I've signed and had the other guys sign, and then I usually just give them away to people.
Very cool. I know it's a homecoming for you, Connor. Do you have friends, family going to this game?
Yeah, yeah. I got probably about 100 people I know that'll be at the game.
Great. And Connor Barwin's buying tickets for everyone from Detroit, Michigan, who's going to root for the Philadelphia.
When you've been in the league as long as I have, your family and friends know to get tickets themselves.
That's right.
It took 8 years, but they figured it out this year, so thank you.
Well, it's good to be back here, get in the grind again, you know, get ready for in the swing of things, 13 games
today
to go.
Today was the most fun I've had in the last 10 days.
There we go.
You know,
fantastic.
It's good to be back.
Connor Barwin, thanks, man. Good luck on Sunday. Connor Barwin in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and our official team app. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Santander. Do you have what it takes to win big? Convert a field goal from the 20-yard line, and you could win $10,000 for you and $10,000 for the school of your choice. Learn more at PhiladelphiaEagles.com/Santander.
Their legend is legendary. They've seen the end zone more often than any other duo in history. They are professional football player watchers. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity X1. Call or click today.
With Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank, just make one deposit, payment, withdrawal, or transfer each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right. With Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank.
All right, fellas, let's go out there and give them heck.
Heck.
Let's go out there and give them the 1-2.
You tell them, Captain.
Go out there and we're going to really give them the business.
By God, let's sock it to them.
Yeah.
Fair and square. Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Come on, Molly, let's give them a
Holy smokes.
The old game just can't compete, especially when it comes to innovative energy solutions like the ones NRG uses to power the Eagles. Visit picknrg.com today.
Introducing Dunkin's new cold brew coffee. Steeped slowly in cold water for small batches with an ultra-smooth, full-body flavor. Discover the craft of cold brew today and keep on. America runs on Dunkin'.
We welcome you back to Eagles 360. Dave and Joe here. Time now to take a look at the Eagles' upcoming schedule. Presented by NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster. For the only 100% verified way to buy or sell NFL tickets, visit NFLticketExchange.com. And, Joe, the Eagles are not overlooking the Detroit Lions, but as we kind of go through the schedule here, that Redskins game pops up, the first test in the NFC East.
Yeah, and those games are so big, Dave, obviously. I mean, there's only six division games in a 16-game schedule. So that one versus Washington will be big. And then Minnesota with Sam Bradford, and they're playing so good, and the defense they have, you know, even without Adrian Peterson, what they're doing. And then, of course, you look ahead to Dallas, and who knows who will be the quarterback of the Cowboys. It presumably will still be Dak Prescott at that time. So the first of what could be many matchups between Dak Prescott and Carson Wentz. So it's a really interesting four-week stretch. It's not a particularly easy stretch because, you know, Washington at 2-2, they're hanging in there. Dallas obviously playing some good ball. Minnesota, as we know, and 3 of the 4 on the road.
Right.
So certainly a stretch where if the Eagles can grab 3 out of 4, I think that would be pretty darn good. We'll see how it plays out.
But the Lions are the game that matters. And we will now take a look at the Detroit Lions, our first look at them. They are 1-3. There are some talented players here. I want to start on the defensive side really briefly because they've struggled so much getting off the field on third downs. They've struggled against the run. They haven't had a pass rush without Ziggy Ansah and DeAndre Levy, both of whom are long shots to play on Sunday. Joe, it appears that the Eagles' offense, led by Carson Wentz, should have a good day.
Yeah, I would agree with that, Dave. I think, you know, this sets up well for the Eagles' offense. And part of it, of course, is because Carson Wentz has played as well as he has. So he's just so much more advanced than expected that I really believe right now he's, you know, really obviously one of the best players in the NFL. Now, will he maintain that through the whole season? I mean, I'm not sure, but I sure as heck think he's got a heck of a bright future. And it's very likely that that future stays bright the whole rest of the way this year. So, yeah, Dave, when you look at the Detroit Lions, they're not a particularly good team. You know, their defense, as you said, has struggled. They've struggled in the passing game. Ansah is a big loss for them if he doesn't play. I mean, he was third in the NFL in sacks last year. So he's a guy that can get after the quarterback. That's a big, and it has been a big loss. And if he doesn't play, will be a big loss.
Yeah, and now for the Detroit offense, there are some weapons. And this is where they can really get scary. The Detroit Lions, led by quarterback Matthew Stafford, they've got a veteran group of receivers. They throw the ball to Theo Riddick out of the backfield. But if they can give Stafford time, he is really, really dangerous. So objective number one for the Eagles defense, as always, is to pressure the backfield and put some heat on Stafford, who's thrown four interceptions and can get jittery back there when there's pressure in his face.
I agree with you, Dave. I think Matthew Stafford, and this isn't maybe quite a fair comparison. I don't mean to say that they're equal in any way, but I think Stafford has a little bit of Jay Cutler in him in that he can beat you. He can sling it. He can make all the throws, but he can also throw one up that obviously a defensive player can grab, and, you know, it can change the equation of a game and obviously give the defense the ball. So, you know, Dave, like, for instance, you talk about Matthew Stafford, and he's had some huge statistical seasons, and he's had some years where the Detroit Lions have made the playoffs. They've never really broken through in a meaningful way, but they've had some success kind of yo-yoing back and forth from good and bad. But, you know, in the last 5 years, he's had all five seasons, the last 5 years, 4,200 yards or more, which is really impressive. He had a 5,000-yard season mixed in there.
All these numbers, Joe.
Well, it is, but let me give you a number on the negative. Those five seasons, all those passing yards, 77 interceptions. Yep. That's a lot. Now, I do believe they have historically put him in a position to throw too much. I think he could have benefited more from a better running game through the years. And so that's something that he's been dealing with for a long time. Obviously, he no longer has Calvin Johnson, which is a huge loss for him and for that franchise, considering, obviously, Calvin Johnson, a future Hall of Famer. But he's had some good years, and he's had many good games, but he can give it up. And, Dave, that's something I'm sure Jim Schwartz's defense will look to, you know, try to cause this weekend.
And they don't run the football well this year, but they do throw it very well. And Marvin Jones has stepped in to replace Calvin Johnson, and he's had a tremendous first four games, the most yards in Lions history, first four games of the season. He's a deep threat. He's strong enough to go up and get the football. He's somebody the Eagles will certainly have to contend with, along with other weapons, Golden Tate and Anquan Boldin and Eric Ebron at the tight end position. Detroit can throw the football. If they get hot, they can sling it around. We saw that last year on Thanksgiving. The Eagles, of course, have been
using... We don't need to see that again.
Right. The Eagles have been using a spread-it-around philosophy offensively. Everybody getting a lot of touches. Jordan Matthews has been, I think, the key player in the passing game. And then Zach Ertz comes back this week.
Yeah, I think Carson Wentz has been the key player in the passing game. But I know what you mean, Dave.
Well, I mean, from a receiving standpoint. He's been
well, now, listen, no, Jordan Matthews has done well. And he's a good player. And he's a player that I really believe has a legit shot at getting 100 catches this year. I mean, he's kind of on pace for that range. He's a very good player, third year. Obviously, a lot of opportunity, primarily inside, two-way go inside, but more outside this year and also more downfield this year. Doug Peterson certainly opening up Jordan Matthews' game, and to this point, Jordan's done a really nice job, you know, working into the role in a more diversified role within this Eagles offense than he ever had under Chip Kelly, Dave. So certainly, no, he's a key player for the team.
Yeah, so when we'll see the impact of Zach Ertz back here. How often do the Eagles use their three tight end sets? They will have a different look in this game than the previous three games, and I think that's really exciting to see. You wonder when defenses are going to kind of catch up to the scheme, to the tendencies of the Eagles. And so from that standpoint, the bye week comes at a good time as the Eagles look for victory number four. All right?
Hopefully.
All right, so it's the Eagles in Detroit on Sunday in Detroit, 1 o'clock kickoff. When we return to Eagles 360, we're going to go into the Wayback Machine, our old school All-22 look at the Eagles and the Lions. The year was 2007. And boy, oh boy, did the world know about Kevin Curtis on that day. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Rothman at Jefferson. The Eagles and Rothman Institute at Jefferson are partnering to celebrate the top high school football teams and coaches in the tri-state area with the High School Football Showdown. Visit the website to vote for the game of the week and support your school. Check back daily for new matchups.
Their legend is legendary. They've seen the end zone more often than any other duo in history. They are professional football player watchers. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity X1. Call or click today.
You say crazy, I say crafted. You say savage, I say practiced. Crazy, crafted, savage, practiced. Let's run that whole thing back. You say unbelievable, I say achievable. You say incredible, I say inevitable. Unbelievable, achievable, incredible, inevitable. Let's run that whole thing back. Carbs to compete, electrolytes to replenish.
I sup to Philly.
I sup to Philly.
The bus.
The trolley.
The train.
Jefferson Station.
Airport line.
69th Street.
Broad Street.
To the game.
Paoli.
Sharon Hill.
Chestnut Hill.
Regional Rail.
I sup to Philly.
The Broad Street line on game days.
A la bodega.
To the movies.
To my parkway.
Spring Garden.
Late night.
West Philly.
South Philly.
North Philly.
Introducing Dunkin's new cold brew coffee, steeped slowly in cold water for small batches with an ultra-smooth, full-bodied flavor. Discover the craft of cold brew today and keep on. America runs on Dunkin'.
Dave Spadaro, Joe DeCamera with you at the NovaCare Complex on this Wednesday. It's Eagles 360. We come your way every day, Monday through Friday, with the Philadelphia Eagles on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and on the official Eagles app. Let's take a look back at the Eagles and Detroit Lions, a history that's not tremendously significant, although there have been some very significant moments. And one of them came in 2007. The Eagles going back to their roots as far as the look goes, going back to the air game as far as the game plan goes. Merrill Reese and Mike Quick, our old school All-22 look, Eagles, Lions, 2007 at Lincoln Financial Field.
Hi, everyone. I'm Merrill Reese, voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, and welcome to Old School All-22, a look at a memorable moment or game in Eagles history. And Mike Quick, while the Eagles are in Detroit this week to play the Lions, back in 2007, the Eagles wore throwback uniforms, believe it or not, blue and yellow uniforms, the daintiest uniforms I've ever seen, and they played the Lions and just devoured the Lions at the link.
Yeah, I remember just how ugly I thought those uniforms were. But after they went on to score over 50 points against the Lions, I was thinking they should bring back those ugly uniforms because they played such an outstanding game against the Lions. Let me show you exactly how they scored some of these points on a double post move over the top to Kevin Curtis.
Late in the first quarter and already ahead 14-7, the Eagles had the ball first and 10 from their own 32-yard line. Before the snap, McNair brought Reggie Brown in motion, tighter to the formation, immediately getting the attention of the safety to that side. This creates a one-on-one matchup between the cornerback and wide receiver Kevin Curtis. At the snap of the ball, Curtis starts upfield and breaks inside, but then he breaks back outside to sell a double move. The cornerback stuck on the outside of the hip of Curtis, because of where he was lined up before the snap, is in a bad position, and Curtis makes it even worse. And one final move, Curtis breaks back inside. This is a post corner post. And with the safety in the middle of the field, out of position, thanks to Reggie Brown, Curtis runs untouched for a 68-yard touchdown. This play was an example of both great design by the coaching staff an outstanding execution by the players on the field, and it helped vault the Eagles to a 56-21 win over the Lions.
The only thing I remember, Mike, clearly, is that at the end of that game, my neck hurt because I thought I was watching a tennis match going back and forth, back and forth. It was a track meet.
Well, I think that's what everyone remembers, just the way the Eagles were able to go up and down the field. I'd never seen the uniforms before, but it wouldn't hurt to see him again.
Ah, yes, the big Eagles victory in 2007, a season that kind of fizzled as the year went along. But that game was nice.
Well, that was.
And then nobody wore the uniforms again. I happen to like the uniforms.
Well, I hated the uniforms, but I love the result of the game. And I think that was the sentiment of a lot of people. That was an amazing. I'm glad we chose that game and not last year, Dave, for the look back. Because last year was. And listen, I'm sure that's a motivating factor for the guys, the returning players from last year on the Birds. No, I mean, Dave, it was a walloping on Thanksgiving Day. It was really bad. So I hope they feel some of that.
And that was what was surprising this day when Doug Peterson met the media. He kind of said, let's put that game in the rearview mirror. Don't really think about it too much. But I agree, it's got to be on their minds a little bit.
Nothing wrong.
And national embarrassment.
Thanksgiving Day. I don't think there's anything wrong with Doug Peterson taking that tack publicly, but privately with the guys, and especially the guys themselves, because Doug wasn't here last year, but the guys that were, it was really a bad game. So I hope they feel that emotion entering the field on Sunday.
Well, there's going to be emotion. Jim Schwartz is going to bring emotion.
That's right, too.
Former head coach of the Detroit Lions. We'll talk about that in just a moment when we return for our final segment here on Eagles 360.
Remarkable things are happening at your local Acme. We're making changes and we're getting better every day. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood, and fresher produce and hundreds of organics. To top it off, we're lowering thousands of prices throughout the store. So come on in and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Lower prices, great quality, and friendlier service. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
You here to buy the tickets?
Hey, buddy, you here for the tickets?
Yeah. Dude, what's the password, man?
Oh, Coach Shanahan.
What were you thinking?
We're doing like a CD ticket deal instead of going to NFL Ticket Exchange.
NFL Ticket Exchange. 100% verified, authentic tickets from one fan to the other.
We'll see you at the games, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Appreciate you.
With Simply Right checking from Santander Bank, just make one deposit, withdrawal, transfer, or payment each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right checking from Santander Bank.
Welcome back. It's our final segment here. Eagles 360, Dave Spadaro, Joe DeCamera. Let's take a look at what's ahead for you on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. And our official Eagles app. It's our Amoroso's on the menu look ahead. And we've got the coordinators speaking on Thursday, Frank Reich and Jim Schwartz. I think they'll be fired up for this one.
For sure, as they should be.
Yep. We've got Glenn Mack now and his bold predictions. Three of them, Eagles and the Lions. And we go behind enemy lines and find out a little bit more about the Detroit Lions and their injury situation. As we sit here today, Joe, you feeling good about this team and where they are? And all that?
Very good. I mean, how can you not? And I like the feel for this game. I do wish it wasn't coming off the bye week just because, gosh, the team was rolling. But do I think the Eagles are the better team? Yes, I do. Do I think they're a very motivated team? For sure. And listen, there's opportunity in the NFC, but obviously the NFC East, I mean, the Cowboys are playing some good football. So we know that, they're, pushing the Eagles to a certain extent. They'll meet in a couple weeks. So, but yeah, I think the Eagles are better, and do I think Carson Wentz just puts them in a different stratosphere than was expected? Absolutely.
So that is our Amoroso's on the menu. Look at what's ahead. Amoroso's, that's why Philly sandwiches are famous. So the Eagles and the Lions, we've got a couple of days to go here. The longest week. I just can't wait for Eagles football. And it's only Wednesday. All right, so we'll see you on Friday, Joe.
But at least there won't be any more bye weeks.
That's right.
So we won't have these kind of waits
13
anymore.
Games, roll into the playoffs, then you get the bye week.
Well, they can have two more byes.
Yeah, that's right.
You catch my
drift? I like that,
Joe.
Like
that? Two more byes.
Did he just mention the Super Bowl? Crazy. All right, for Joe DeCamera, who comes back on Friday, I'm Dave Spadaro. We thank you for joining us on Eagles 360. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.